Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Happy 4th of July to you. Hopefully you're making the best of it. On the water, underwater, watching fireworks, and just making the best of it. If not, maybe you're hanging out with us. And that's what we're doing, at least talking about diving. It's the next best thing and a good thing to do. You know, on this 4th of July. Why not, right? What else you going to do if you're locked down and can't dive? Look, Lisa from the History of Diving Museum is with us on Scuba Radio to kick off hour two. And Lisa, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. I was out enjoying the water this morning, actually down in the Florida Keys.
Now, you weren't looking for scallops. Do they do that down there, too? We were talking to someone earlier on the show.
No. No.
Do they even do that down in the Keys? Do you guys have Florida scallops down there or no?
No.
Okay. So you got to be up in the panhandle or the armpit of Florida to take advantage of that.
Don't say that, Greg. Last time we got in trouble for saying the armpit of Florida.
Well, I you got to describe it somehow, right? Lisa, you'd back me up on that, wouldn't you? Or would you rather prefer to stay silent?
About the beautiful Florida Keys.
Okay.
And like, figure out how to describe the panhandle.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. She wants to plead the fifth, as she should. She's very diplomatic in that way.
The taint of Georgia.
And that, quit it. That is why Lisa is the big cheese there at the History of Diving Museum down in Isla Mirada. So you guys are open today, I assume. Are you for the 4th of July?
Yeah. We are. We are open daily from 10 to 5. And we actually, over the 4th of July weekend, we have an eagle eye scavenger hunt throughout the exhibits. It's kind of a special patriotic little spin that we did on our scavenger hunt for the 4th of July in this wonderful weekend.
Oh, that's cool. So what, like red, white, and blue flags and things like that scattered throughout the exhibit? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, so you've been down there. You know, we have the little hidden Playmobil guys that are in all the exhibits, which is a great, kind of Where's Waldo thing to try to find. And this weekend, we have a special one with an eagle emblem. And because we do have a military exhibit, we are a Blue Star Museum. Mm-hmm. So we let active military in free from Armed Services Day to Labor Day. And, you know, this is just another way to recognize our servicemen and recognize our wonderful Independence Day.
There you go. God bless them, too. And it is. It is a very patriotic type of exhibit there at the History of Diving Museum, because a lot of the technology came out of the military, and you document some of that. And in the exhibits there. Now, I guess one of the things we want to make sure everybody's clear about, because what everything's been promoted in the mainstream media, hard to dissect, to discern what is open, what's not. You know, I've heard the reports that some of the beaches have been shut down, like what, in Key West, right? But the Keys are open today and this weekend, right?
The Keys are open. The hotels are open. Obviously, everything is a little bit stricter with social distancing and the number of people in the resorts pools and things like that. The mm-hmm. local beaches are closed, as well as, you know, South Florida. So it's just a part of that as well.
Right.
But there's plenty to do. You know, the people love coming into the History of Diving Museum because it's air conditioned.
Yeah.
We kind of control the capacity. It's a one way in, one way out. we can easily do the social distancing. Of course, in Monroe County, every place requires a facial covering and mask.
Yep.
But it's nice air conditioning reprieve from when you've been out on the water on your boat, or you've been at that, you know, pool or the beach resort kind of thing.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, I'm a little homebound right now because I've been recovering from this coronavirus. But the good news is I'm getting tested on Monday, and hopefully by the middle of the week, I'm going to have, you know, my little card that says, you are good to go. So, yeah, I'm feeling good and ready to come down to the Keys and do some diving. If nothing else, just in the nick of time for mini season or something. I mean, actually, I don't even need to wait that long. I need to come down sooner if I get the green card, right?
Right. And if you're good to go, you know, one of the things that we're going to do on July 18th, 19th, which is the Paddy Women's Dive Day, we've got special Pioneering Women's scavenger hunt, and we've got a takeaway guide for people to walk through and, you know, really learn from the early breath hold divers, female.
Okay, now wait a minute. Is this a scavenger hunt too? So you go into the History Diving Museum, you find this woman, and then you find the next woman, and it sounds like a party night at some bar down there or something, but no. That's a different thing altogether. Okay, gotcha.
Thing altogether. Because, you know, we try to, at the History of Diving Museum, we try to change things up. This weekend, it's very appropriate to do a military and a 4th of July themed scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So over the Paddy Women's Dive Day, we're celebrating pioneering women and what they've done and different milestones that they've helped contribute to in the development of diving over the years.
Right. Well, and it's a good cause. It's a good thing, and I kid, obviously. But, you know, it's a great event that they'll be doing there, and you can find everything out at divemuseum.org. Did I got it right for once?
Divingmuseum.org, yes.
Okay, and there we go. Yeah.
One of the things, if people can't come to the museum or if they can't come to the Keys over the weekend, at 10:30 on Saturday, we're going to do a Zoom presentation with a underwater, a maritime historian, underwater archaeologist, Laurel Seaburn, and she's going to lead a Zoom presentation. We are asking for a $15 donation. It allows that person to come to the museum. If they can't come to the museum over the weekend, we're going to mail them a pass that's good for a year. So hopefully in the next year, I could be sitting at my house in Minnesota and still Zoom and celebrate Women's Dive Day and then come to the museum, you know, later on that year, or give it to one of your dive buddies to enjoy when they come to the Keys.
I love it. That's great. Divingmuseum.org. Go there. Sign up. By the way, what did you do diving-wise this morning? That's what you said. You were out on a boat this morning even.
I went out with Key Dives, mm-hmm. and we did the Eagle Wreck, and then we did a nice, actually a reef called Corona. Because it was discovered, or the captains kind of found it and tagged it the day before we closed because of the COVID virus.
Yeah.
But it was nice. There was a huge female nurse shark that was pregnant and looked like it was ready to give little pups any minute now.
Sweet.
And then a couple turtles. And yeah, it was just a beautiful, flat Lake Atlantic day.
Well, that's what I've heard, that the conditions are ripe for diving. And it sounds like you did a very patriotic or very timely type of set of dives. You know, American Eagle for the first one, and then the Corona virus.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Love it. I love it. Well, Lisa, thank you for the update. Look forward to seeing you in a few weeks, and we'll let you get back to your 4th of July and go blow stuff up or keep people entertained at least for another couple hours there at the History of Diving Museum. Okay.
Thank you. And I'm glad to hear you're feeling better.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. There you go. That's Lisa from the History of Diving Museum. Divingmuseum.org is the website that you can go to and get tickets, get your plans set next time you're down there in the Florida Keys, Isla Mirada area. Well worth the trip. I love it. And you know, I love that Bubble Boy, during the part we were talking about Women's Dive Day, that he had dancing girls behind him. How dare you? That was sacrilegious.
That's appropriate. What's the matter with that?
Well, actually, it was pretty nice, now that you mentioned it.
Greg.
It was distracting, I guess, more than anything. But yeah.
That yes. one's better. Leave that one.
Jerry the Diver Guy.
I think, according to Bubble Boy, we're changing your name from Greg the Dive Master to Greg the Plunger Boy.
The Plunger Boy?
Yeah.
Why is this?
Well, if you look at Bubble Boy's background, mm-hmm. you might would see that.
Oh, he pulled one. Oh, yeah.
Say something, Bubble Boy. That way everybody
It's really Scuba Radio. It's just for the people on Facebook Live that see these pictures. And I don't know where he got this, but it's virtual. Where is that? I'm holding
it. That is Carl Caverns. That's Carl Caverns.
Andros, Bahamas.
Move out of the way, Bubble Boy.
Why did I have a plunger in my hand, though, is the question.
Because you're the clogger.
I'm the clogger?
You're the clogger.
Greg the Clogmaster. No, I don't think that was, I don't think that's accurate. Rumor and innuendo. That's my story. Sorry, I'm sticking to it. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
The Florida Keys offers many underwater attractions. However, one of those is uniquely land-based at the History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada, Florida. The History of Diving Museum focuses on man's quest to explore under the sea and is home to one of the largest collections of historic diving equipment in the world. Immerse yourself in a free series of diving presentations and programs every month. Plan your visit now at divingmuseum.org. The History of Diving Museum is brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council. Mile marker 83, Isla Mirada, Florida Keys.
Scuba Radio is only a two-hour show. What do you want to listen to the other 22 hours of the day? Audiobooks. Immerse yourself in sun, scuba diving, adventure, and intrigue with Mike Scott.
The man fired a wild shot and then dove back inside his cruiser for safety.
Hold on!
He shouted to Carol. This wasn't over yet.
Author Eric Douglas created the addictive thrillers Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish. Download all four audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy, or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It is a high honor to speak at this Hall of Independence on this day of independence.
Let freedom.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm feeling very patriotic today. I guess that just happens to be the fact that it's the 4th of July. And we are based in America. Not to alienate any of our worldwide diving listening friends, which I know we got a bunch out there. But don't hate us because you ain't us. I think that's what you're supposed to say.
Greg, so you're saying you went from idiotic to patriotic.
Okay.
Did you say anus?
I think
like
he
said anus.
I don't know what you're talking about. What is wrong with you guys? Jay.
Say it again.
CJ knows.
Say it again.
It's just a tip of it, Greg. Trust me.
Just quiet.
It's just a tip of
quiet.
It.
Don't hate us. Okay, that's enough out of all of you Scuba Radio
anyway,
Squad
Greg,
members.
I have something.
Okay, Jerry the Diver Guy has the floor. Go.
So look, Plunger Boy, it's this week.
Yeah,
has been a pretty good week for everybody. It's CJ's birthday, of course.
That's right. Oh, that's true. Yeah, the 1st of
it's
July.
It's Simon Walsh's birthday. So
Simon washed his birthday. What?
Yeah, Simon Walsh. Not washed.
Simon Walsh, yes, from Dominica, our good friend.
So happy birthday, everybody.
Yeah, a lot of birthdays. Yeah, CJ.
Happy birthday, America. Where's Roz at when we need her?
Well, she's the UK, and she's boycotting.
She's running like hell from this one.
Well, she's across the pond. She's, she's like, I'm boycotting these colonial dissidents or whatever.
You blow your fingers off.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. So we give her a break the day. But, we love we love all peoples. By the way, Anne Marie, who is a good friend of ours who resides on the island of Curacao, sent me a graphic for the 4th of July of fish in the shape of an American flag. And I posted it up on our feed for Facebook Live today. And I got to thank Anne Marie for that. I don't know where she got it.
It's Anne Marie, Greg.
God bless Curacao.
Yeah,
it looks really cool.
Isn't that awesome? An American flag made out of different colored fish.
Made out of fish goo.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's any goo there.
Wait, goo. But everybody's got a drink when they say goo, right?
Maybe. Well, okay. At least it's Corona. For Casey, it's some dark liquid
Casey's
in
sipping.
A shot glass.
Looks like rum.
He's supposed to be drinking. He's sipping.
Yeah, what's the patriotic thing to drink when you're not diving on the 4th of July?
Budweiser.
Okay, and you're drinking Corona. Good answer there, Jerry. Casey, care to elaborate or no?
I'm drinking Rebel Yell whiskey. I figured that was pretty
good. Like a Rebel Yell!
That's not Billy Idol. Please.
Oh,
please,
it's not?
Don't sing, Greg. Even the Facebook listeners are saying, don't sing, Greg.
Yeah. Well, Bubble Boy's just drinking straight rubbing alcohol. God bless him. You know?
sent to my house by mistake. It was Kitty Dukakis.
He's trying to sanitize himself from the inside out. Way to pay attention to the news. All right.
He's on cheap drunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have a doctor on standby, so... He's noticeably quiet.
Our doctor's been ignoring us, Greg.
Well, he knows when to chime in and when he should just remain silent.
Just taking it all in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what she said.
He's making notes.
He really wishes we'd just forget about him over there in the corner.
We're trying to get face plants, and we're trying to get just a tip out of Barry. So. Well,
I don't even know what that means. I don't think I want to know. Regardless.
If you would listen to the After Hours and... commercial breaks, you would know.
Yeah, all the stuff we're not allowed to talk about on the radio.
That's correct.
One of these days we'll share this with the world. It'll be well after the time, like statute of limitations, things like that. Look, you could have been diving up in the Panhandle, Orange City, Alabama. I've been there. That's up there by Gulf Shores and out there by Destin, Florida. Really,
you'll get hooked up there.
Well, evidently. That's what happened to these divers. They were diving some wreck. They were spearfishing, and I guess it's a popular fishing and spearfishing wreck. And I saw the video. Jerry, you would, I think maybe you'd sent me the link to this.
I sent that link to you.
And evidently.
Actually, Jimmy Crane sent it to me.
Oh, well, there you go. And but these divers were down there on the wreck in Orange City, Alabama. And a fishing boat, even though in Florida the rule is you're supposed to maintain a distance between a dive boat and a fishing boat or dive flag like 200 yards or some, I don't even remember what the rule is. Obviously, their fishing line got a little too close to the divers because they were down there spearing fish, and next thing they know, the diver got hooked in the neck and got reeled up to the surface, evidently. Was it just one guy or a couple of them?
It was delicious.
But the boat was taken off, Greg. It was in motion.
Well,
that's what's the bad thing about it.
Well, so I don't know if they were trolling or something. I mean, who knows what the heck happened, but something happened that wasn't supposed to.
drag him to the shore. We got him.
And I believe they were fairly deep, too. You know, Barry Zeebodor, what say you? Do you know? What do you know about it? Anything?
He has to unmute. Yeah,
that's okay. Just let him talk.
He doesn't know how to mute.
300 feet.
What do you mean 300 feet? What was
that's the distance that a boat must stay from.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, they obviously didn't do that, Barry. You
wanted to, wait. I'm listening. You wanted to know because you said I wasn't sure. Well, I got the information for you.
While shaking his head, Barry.
He must have got seriously hurt, Greg.
Well, and actually, I think he survived it okay, miraculously, because it did say that they got pulled to the surface and then the boat left. So I think the boat got off without a.
That puts a wow.
Oh, damn! Run!
Yeah.
Yeah, that 300 feet is horizontal and vertical.
Well, there you go. Captain DeMartini knows the rules. Obviously, these guys were not abiding by that for whatever reason. And or they were practicing catch and release. But. But regardless, at least Finney's entertained today. You know, the thing is,
that cat's arm out, Greg. Yeah, that's
but you know, the thing is, that would be a nightmare scenario. But from what I saw on the report, it looked like the divers were okay. They were kind of laughing about it, but you know, they're in Alabama. Maybe it's a thing. But I would be terrified. I mean, the guy did get hooked in the neck, so he had a wound or a scar. But, you know, maybe he feels that, you know, chicks dig scars and, you know, he has a great story.
Imagine being dragged out of the water by a hook in your neck.
Yeah, maybe. Barry?
No, he'll just say he got a free piercing.
Free piercing. There you go. Okay.
That's one of those hope my beer moments, Greg.
Maybe. But you don't want to be that guy. You want to hear his story. You just don't want to be that guy. So just make sure you're aware if there's fishing boats in the area. So you're looking out for hooks that might be hanging around. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy 4th of July to you. We got more fireworks and celebratory things to share with you before we finish up the broadcast today. So stay tuned or you've been warned. Dr. Doug Ebersol is connected along with the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad today. And I believe he might be the only one who's been diving the last couple weeks. And has experience underwater. The rest of the crew have been locked down, waiting to get in. That includes CJ and myself. And then we got whacked by the coronavirus. But hopefully in the next week or two, we'll finally be cleared to dive. But Doug, I want to ask, we alluded to this earlier with the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, about the marine life. So you've been diving. You were talking the other day and you said you've gotten in about, 20 dives over the last month or so, you figure?
Yeah, since I got out of the COVID, I counted up and I've done 20 dives. The vast majority, probably two-thirds in the ocean and one-third in freshwater. So
Obviously
freshwater is no real different. I just got some cave diving and I did some checkout dives for some students this past week. But the oceans, it looks like marine life has come back. West Palm would be my really only frame of reference for the saltwater, but it looks like everything's back in large numbers, probably even better than before everything. So
I guess that was my question. What was it actually noticeable that you're like, wow, there's a lot of stuff down here today, a little bit more than it was in the past, because maybe the divers have been scaring around way of the critters a little bit, or they have been a little bit more, less shy because less activity going out on the water. Maybe, I don't know. What do you think? Could you say?
I didn't see a whole lot different. I think the dive operators would say, yes, that's happened. Right now, down in South Florida, as you know, it's turtle nesting season. So we're seeing tons and tons of turtles.
Mm-hmm.
But that happens every year around this time. So, it's not unusual to see 5 or 10, turtles on a single dive. We had loggerheads initially. I think it's now greens and stuff are coming in. So it's a little bit of everything.
All right. Some greenies. Yeah, little mean greenies. Well, they're not mean. They're big, massive turtles. But they're good. Cool to see. All right. We'll go with there's more. That's what I hear. More coming up on this 4th of July. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So Greg, he's a scaly manfish.
He is Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. Come on, Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm not.
No, I'm not. I'm feeling good. I feel fine. I'm not on any medication. I'm fully recovered. Is recovered. Well, as normal as I can be. I am Greg the Dive Master.
So you also have no excuse for your behavior.
Well, thank you. I think. I don't know if that's accurate, but regardless, I'll just move forward and get ready to go diving. CJ, have you already got your gear all packed up and ready to go? You're just waiting for your negative result.
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Yeah. Dr. Doug, answer me this. Now, some people have said that we actually need to have two negative tests before they'll believe us that we're negative from the coronavirus. Is that hogwash? Or can
it depends on when I haven't checked the actual stuff recently, but when I went through my scenario, they told me that to return to work, you either needed to have two back-to-back negative tests, or you had to be at least 10 to 14 days out from symptoms. So you could do it kind of either way. You could either get back-to-back tests to prove you're negative, you get back earlier, or just wait it out. And they figure if you've more than 10 days out from resolution of symptoms, that you're no longer infectious at that point. Because one of the problems of taking tests too early is you may still be shedding virus particles. You're not infectious, but it'll make the test positive. Yeah. And then the other option is just to wait a while and look to see if you got antibodies, which is actually what I ended up doing.
Yeah, so you have the antibodies.
Yeah, I got checked. I gave, in Florida, at least in our area in Florida, if you give blood, they'll check you automatically for antibodies. So it's kind of a gimmick to get people to donate blood. It's a good system to do.
Jerry, the diver guy, what say you?
Do you want me to answer this correctly for you, Greg?
What do you mean, answer it?
Damn you, CJ!
I don't even know what he means by that. What are you saying that
it's CJ? It's the Chinese, not me. I didn't bring this virus here.
That's true. CJ just was shedding goo, that's all.
That's inaccurate.
In your dreams.
Yeah, but no, I think both CJ and myself are way past the those dates that he was just referring to. So we should be good. But, you know, we are going to get a piece of paper to prove it. You know, hopefully we're going to
get a phone call. I don't think I'm getting a piece of paper. I don't think I have anything.
If you're going to the Bahamas, you better get a piece of paper.
Well, you have to if you want to go to the Bahamas. You got to get something.
Well, I guess I'm not going to the Bahamas.
Tell them you don't believe them.
Well, no, if they call you with the results, CJ, they're going to give you, they're going to say, go here, print out a thing that says, right, Dr. Doug, back me up on that.
That's not what happened the first time.
Well, you weren't paying attention.
Should be able to get some sort of a paper record. You should go to your record somewhere. Tell you that it's changed a lot. There's I think I mentioned, Greg, when you're telling me about how long it's taken for CJ to get his results back. Mm-hmm. I had a buddy that had just gone to Mexico, started having symptoms on Tuesday. His wife started having symptoms last Sunday. So they live in Atlanta. They both went through a drive-through, got tested yesterday morning, and got results yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
So it kind of depends on where you are and what the system is.
Right.
So they did the quick one. There's a variety of different tests. There's a one-hour test. There's a five-hour test. And there's a longer test. At the hospital, we're using usually what's called the Panther. It's a five-hour test. So it gets done, and it comes back in about 5 hours. And then if we have emergencies, we have a one-hour test. We have limited numbers of the one-hour test. We get some results back in an hour if we need to for emergencies.
Hmm.
But I think the routine tests are still taking days because, especially if it's somebody who's recovering, they're probably putting those in the back of the burner because that's not an emergency as if you're trying to make the diagnosis on somebody.
Well, true. And plus, CJ, did you just find this guy on a corner? It's like, hey, bud, hey, you need a test?
Hey. No, this was
Dr. Louis Rocco.
Yeah, maybe.
Healthcare facility. And maybe I shouldn't have told him I feel great. And it's, you know, it's like, I feel awesome. I just want to get a retested.
What'd you tell him?
That's what I told him.
Oh.
So they're probably like, put him like, at the end of the line.
Exactly. Oh, it's you. Yeah, well, you don't need no. We don't need to even bother letting him know. He looks fine. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I mean, but there's these rapid tests that you can, you know, find out results in like 15 minutes, but those are really rare, at least around Florida right now still, or you have to have a special case.
The stuff you get at the test you get at the dollar store just don't work that well.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Barry, that's not, you don't pee on a strip.
No.
Well, is that for a test or just for his own amusement and
that's
enjoyment?
Just for the tip of it, Greg.
I don't know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so Greg,
yes,
what does Dr. Doug, what do you recommend? Do we do the drive-through test or what? Or do we go to the doctor and do it?
For what question?
To get tested for it.
Okay, I think if you're going to get. I think it depends. If you're just trying to get tested just because you want to get tested, because you're not, if you're not having symptoms and you just want to get tested, I'm not sure there's a whole lot of value in that because you may not have it today and you may have it tomorrow.
Well, Jerry's up there in the mountains of Virginia, yeah, so he'd go to like Dave's drive-thrus tests for COVID.
But the other issue is if you want to go through your doctor's office, you can do that. It depends on what kind of where you are and what the limitation of tests are. It depends on how many tests people have. One of the problems we're having here in the Tampa Bay area is that if you do the drive-thrus, they only have so many per day. So there's been reports of people getting in line, getting an appointment, and by the time they get ready to go, they've already run out for the day because they only have 300 or 400 for the day or something.
Right. Well, as I said earlier, you know, I said earlier that I was told I could get tested any day if I wanted to show up at 4:30 in the morning for a place that opens at 8.
And right, I was like, because they're going to run out of tests is what's going to happen.
And I was like, look, if I got to go that early, by the time you open up and you take my sample, I'm going to have a stool sample for you as a bonus. That's just too long to
that's
wait.
That's too much, Greg.
that was good.
Extremely offensive.
Anybody has symptoms, what I recommend doing, if you have symptoms and you're concerned or you've been exposed to your concern, just talk to your primary doc and they'll get you set up and get done fairly quickly.
But the thing is, I mean, I want to go to the Bahamas and I've got to have this test and I got to have the results back quick, right?
Right.
Yeah, the logistics are going to be the issue with the Bahamas thing, which is going to be the logistics, is you've got, it varies on how many days it has to be back, when it has to be taken. So you'll need to get it back within a few days and you got to get it off to the Bahamas and through their government. Then they have to then get it in their website so that when you arrive, they allow you to enter the country. So the Bahamas don't tend to be the most organized country in the world. So I'm not going to work that out.
What are you saying? They're like an island time or something?
Something like that.
I've never heard that ever before.
Yeah, but Jerry, if I were you, I'd probably just, the first thing to do, probably the easiest, is call your doc and say, tell them the story and see what they've got available at their facility. That'd be easier than go through a drive-through, kind of the if possible.
Right. It definitely would be. I will tell you, you know, in Florida, where we are having some issues right now, as I said earlier, this past week was very difficult to reserve a spot where you can make a reservation to get a COVID test. But all of a sudden this morning, like I had three options. So they're obviously trying to adjust the system and get more testing options available. And when they have a big rush like we've had in the last week or two, it's overloaded the system. But maybe eventually,
Greg,
they'll get caught up. Casey, the tobacco nut, what say you?
I can't bring any names of the companies into it, but one of the things I do know is that when you stop and think of all the testing being done, there are only limited machines to run these tests, and they are overwhelmed running 24/7.
Yeah, well, I agree. I'm sure that is the case. And the fact that I had a bunch of options all of a sudden open up this morning after a week of trying to schedule was, it just made me think like, well, okay, it's taken them a little time to ramp up the production and get more options available because, you know, they're just being overloaded. And
you know, another big problem with the labs is manpower. They can't get the people back.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure it's been difficult. It's been crazy. But hopefully, you know, as time progresses, they'll catch up and the system will catch up and they'll be able to get those results back quick enough within that 7-day window for a place like the Bahamas. And we'll have to wait and see where that is. But you're going to have to plan accordingly. If you're planning a trip to the Bahamas, you know, yeah, if they come back and say, okay, you got tested, we'll let you know in 2 weeks. Wait a minute, I'm supposed to go to the Bahamas and within the next 7 days.
Or worse, you show up at the Bahamas and they say they don't have your records and they send you back.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good either. You don't want to go all the way over there and then find out they won't let you outside the airport and say, get back on your airplane, or you're going to just sit here in the lobby until the next flight back. It won't be fun. But it is what it is.
Basically, Bimini. Bimini's a lousy waiting airport.
Captain Walt DeMartini knows this stuff, I think. What do you say, Walt?
Yeah, affirmative. My across-the-way neighbor went to Bimini yesterday.
Yeah.
And he had all his documentation on his telephone with all the people that were going to be on his boat, all their passport numbers, and all their clearances.
There you go. There's an app for that. So, yeah, leave it to Captain Walt to know the ins and outs. More coming up. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Stuck in the house, your car, or just want to liven up your daily dog walk? We realize that Scuba Radio is only a 2-hour show. So, what do you want to listen to the other 22 hours of the day? Audiobooks. Immerse yourself in sun, sand, scuba diving, adventure, and intrigue with international photojournalist and scuba diver Mike Scott.
Mike grabbed third gear and accelerated directly at the police car. The man fired a wild shot and then dove back inside his cruiser for safety. He thought Mike was going to crash directly into him.
Hold on!
He shouted to Carol. He knew she was about to get bounced around pretty hard. He shot off down the road. In his rearview mirror, Mike saw the two men jump into the police car with the driver, and then they worked to get turned around. This wasn't over yet.
Author Eric Douglas created the addictive thrillers Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish. So dive into adventure. Download all 4 audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
To every citizen throughout our land, have a glorious Independence Day. Have a great 4th of July. God bless you and God bless America. Happy 4th of July. Hey!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Happy 4th of July to you. I am Greg the Dive Master along with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. All right, we are celebrating accordingly. By the way, thanks for all the shout-outs on Facebook Live today from all over the world. Whether you're in America or not, you're still celebrating with us, and we appreciate it. And, you know, I did get a couple comments from some folks that aren't appreciating the fact that they can see me singing to the songs.
I tried to tell you, Greg.
What I thought that would be like a little you know, a glimpse behind the curtain of what goes into making the show magnificent day in,
Greg,
and week in and week out. Yeah,
we tried to capture the audience,
the magic.
Yes, but no, we try to capture the audience with our magic.
All right, that's
but
sometimes
you are running them off with that singing.
Well, I wasn't singing. I was lip syncing.
Greg, you have to think like a listener, okay?
Yeah.
Would I want to see this if I was logged on to Facebook Live? That's what you have to ask yourself.
Or, you know, once again,
the answer is no.
It's all about experiences, CJ. Life is a collection of experiences, whether they're good or bad. That's what makes up the life experience. Most of them are bad when they see things like that, but it's still something. It's a contribution.
Wow, now we're a psychology show.
If you say so.
This thing has went to your anus.
Woo! Yeah, see? It's
okay. I'm usually not one for consultants, but I think you could use one.
I'll tell you what, Vinny Two Tanks is really
not a consultant,
CJ. He's really enjoyed the show today, or he just got better weed than normal. I don't know. What is it?
He got a new vaping pen.
Seaweed. No, seaweed.
Right. Of course.
Yeah, say that again, Vinny. What?
You guys were funny today.
Okay. Well,
we're full of it.
First time for everything. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, no, I do appreciate all the comments on Facebook Live. You know, share the video. You know, if you're going to be annoyed with Scuba Radio for a couple hours, you might as well share it with your buddy, right? I mean, it's only fair if you have to put up with the abuse.
Not your best pitch.
No?
Okay. No.
All right. Well, anyway, it is what it is. It is what it is.
You got to sell it, Greg. Okay. You got to sell it.
Hey, I came across another little news nugget that I thought I'd share on this 4th of July edition of the big show today.
Oh, God.
Whale sharks. Those are some of the best critters in the ocean to dive with. Wouldn't you agree, squad?
They are cool.
Yes. Let's go dive with whale sharks.
Yeah. Did you know their eyes have teeth in them?
What?
Yeah. Crazy talk. I know what you're thinking. Did you Snopes this? Well, no, I didn't. But regardless, I read it. So it
Are
must
you talking
be
out of your anus again?
Oh, boy.
He's been smoking the seaweed again.
No, it's true. I'm telling you, I'm not making this part up. I am not making this up.
You read it on the internet, it's truth.
It says, study suggests whale sharks have teeth on their eyeballs.
Suggest?
Yeah, because instead of like, you know, eyelids, they have some kind of teeth on their eyeballs that they use to protect their eyes instead of eyelids.
Like a bear trap.
Okay, if you say so, Barry.
All right, Barry.
He's our marine life.
We've got the tip of the whole thing.
Non-expert. Barry. But I don't know if it's, it just sounded kind of crazy. I'd never heard anything like that, and I'm assuming the rest of the Scuba Radio squad is with me. Bubble Boy, what say you?
I don't believe that. Teeth on the eyes? Come on, Greg.
Well, no, teeth on their eyes instead of eyelids.
That's Walt's got to chime in on this one, Greg.
Have you ever heard that, Dr. Doug Ebersole? You're kind of, you know, I mean, you're not really a marine scientist, but is it possible that they have teeth on their eyeballs, you think?
I don't think so. But
you don't think?
Odd.
I'm reading it right here. It's on the internet. It must be true.
Walt knows the answer to that, and Greg.
Look, it says scientists.
What could the purpose possibly be, Greg? I mean, to have teeth, maybe a tooth-like structure on their eyelid or something?
No, it says
they're called dermal denticles.
Oh, see?
Which are essentially tiny structures that look and feel very similar to scales, but are actually teeth.
There you go. So, see, I didn't make it up, Barry. Now,
eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
Okay.
I guess that's where that saying comes from.
It's eye for an eye, tooth and a tooth. Or wait, something. Yeah.
Twist and tooth.
Teeth in that.
That's where they got the term Bluetooth.
Maybe. Could be. Could be a bluish skinned whale shark. But now you know that when you're diving with whale sharks, if you are so fortunate to have that experience, they are plankton feeders. They won't eat you. They won't harm you, but they might look at you and bite you.
Well, David Wyatt agrees with you on Facebook Live, Greg.
Well, it agrees with
me. He read that also.
So it must be true. Well, there you go.
I agree. It's just like little dermal structures. So they're technically teeth. They're obviously not used as teeth, but they're actually just used for protection.
But if you got too close to their eyeballs, they might cut you.
There's apparently 3,000 of them.
3,000 teeth on one eyeball of a whale shark?
Wow. And most densely packed near the iris.
Damn you, get away from my eye!
Says the whale shark.
So if you poke one in the eye, you'll lose a finger.
Or you get him a nasty paper cut at the bare minimum. Yeah. Something to that effect.
Well, you'll know it.
Stay away from them. They got teeth in their eyeballs. They just take a picture. Keep your distance and just enjoy the experience. So there you go. Now you're a more informed diver, whether you wanted to be or not. You are welcome.
Feel dumber by the second.
Yep, that's what we do.
That was like scuba stuff, whether we wanted it or not.
Yeah, there you go. Well, happy 4th of July. Go out there, blow some stuff up. Stay safe.
Happy 4th, everyone.
And we'll be back next week for another edition of The Big Show. Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down underwater.
Yeah, something like
happy
that.
Happy 4th.
Safe diving, everyone.
Happy 4th.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.